working for a German company. Siemens is all over Texas. I mean, they have a big facility in Houston, here in Carrollton, and Grand Prairie, and Irving. And now they're just cutting the ribbon and opening up a brand new facility in Fort Worth, state-of-the-art manufacturing facility. Cost a couple hundred million dollars. It's going to employ a bunch of people. And the man who oversees all that is Barry Powell, who's the regional CEO for electrical products for North America from Siemens. And he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you very much, David. And it's an exciting time. You know, this electrical industry has taken off, and happy to be along for the ride right now.
You know,
now.
It really, and you guys are right, because you started this back about a year and a half ago. We talked, and this is going to serve the artificial intelligence community. And the spin out from that is just astounding.
Yeah, it's been an interesting time here. So, the electrical industry that I run for Siemens, the electrical products business, we have seen, I think, since the start of COVID, data centers have just had a tremendous growth in demand. And it started with growth in demand for cloud computing as more and more people work from home, more and more people use more videos from home. And now these major, hyperscaler customers, the Amazons, the Google, the Microsofts, they are all investing tens, if not, $100 billion in AI infrastructure, and we're part of that story.
So it's just the ripple impact. It's just astounding to watch something like that grow. So we've seen tremendous demand and announcements here in the U.S. of major initiatives to build data centers. But this is going on all around the world. This Fort Worth facility, are you going to feed just in the U.S. and the lower 48, or will you be exporting too?
Yeah, let me talk to that, David. So I think, first of all, the data center boom, it is global. But I would tell you probably 60-65% of that global growth actually is in North America.
Really?
That's where a lot of the biggest companies are headquartered. That's where they know they have access to power. They know they have access to supply chain. They know they have access to the contractors to come build these facilities. So with Siemens, we really over the last, I'll say, 5 to 10 years have been on a regionalization of supply chain. The term is glocalization. We have a global supply chain. The business I'm in, the electrical products business, imagine we have a kind of an America's hub. We have a lot of our supply chain for North America coming from, US, Mexico, Canada suppliers, similar in Europe and similar for Asia. So a lot of our supply chain for this factory comes from the North America footprint, and our customer base is primarily North American customers. This Fort Worth factory, heavily invested by one specific customer, but the data center business tends to be very regionally focused.
Well, I mean, and it makes a lot of sense. And certainly we learned our lessons about supply chain from COVID. But now with the specter of tariffs, I think it makes it even more important to have facilities like this that can be used domestically.
No, I mean, absolutely. I mean, again, you made the comment Siemens, a German company. I will tell you, we're a global company. Yeah, headquarters is in Germany, but actually the U.S., is the largest market for Siemens. And there is a tremendous amount of, I'll say, regional autonomy, especially in the electrical products area. We have a lot of freedom to go do the right things to supply the market. And, again, over the last 5 years or so, I think across Siemens, we've invested north of $600 million into various factory footprint and investments, literally adding thousands of American jobs. This Fort Worth facility, I think we're up to close to 500 people today, on a path to 800. And, we see a lot of trends in the electrical space that we're optimistic this keeps booming for the next 5 years,
and,
10 years.
And that's really what I'm curious, because you wouldn't put $190 million and ramp up 800 jobs if you had a business that you thought was, you know, a flash in the pan, that they were going to build all the data centers they're going to build, they're not going to need any more electric components, you're going to have to do something else with a facility like this. So do you have that ability to adapt to produce all sorts of goods?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, this particular facility was put up primarily to service the data center market. But we have a large factory over in Grand Prairie, Texas, you know, about 25 miles away from this new facility. And that facility in Grand Prairie, Texas, builds, I'll say, somewhat similar equipment. There's a little bit more variety to what's built in Grand Prairie versus Fort Worth, because it's for hospitals, it's for manufacturing plants, you know, it's for other data center customers. So we have a core expertise in building this electrical switchgear for a variety of markets. The new facility is dealing with what we see as a several year boom in the data center space. But if we look at the intermediate term, David, the Chips and Science Act that came in that drove all this semiconductor investment, there's demand that's going to be coming for the next several years there.
Sure.
You hear sustainability, you know, electrification of processes and electrification of HVAC, that's driving demand for us. Even though there's been a little bit of slowdown, I'll say at the individual level of e-car, e-mobility, there's a lot of companies out there. You know, we work with the U.S. Postal Service, Amazon, and others that are electrifying their fleets of vehicles. And so there's several mega trends we see that are going to make this demand for electrification, you know, continue for the years to come. So to answer your question, we see, yes, other vertical markets, other applications we believe will be strong over the next several years, and we can, you know, pivot work and pivot resources as we need to address the different vertical markets.
Barry, it sounds like you've got job security for a long time to come. This looks like it's going to go for a... But tell me about, I mean, you're overseeing this construction and these plants all over North America. So are you running into problems finding, you know, materials to build this and labor, not only for construction, but also you've got 800 employees that you've got to hire?
Yeah, I would tell you this, David. I think that, you know, the supply chain challenges around COVID have improved quite a bit. So in terms of getting materials to fabricate what we needed for the building, you know, fabrication machines, and, you know, that hasn't been the challenge. But you're right, the challenge right now is people, and the challenge is getting access to electrical power. For this facility, mm-hmm. you know, we put in from day one, a sustainable paint line that's run off of electricity. You know, it'll keep our carbon footprint down, but we needed to have a tremendous amount of power to support that. Fortunately, we work very closely with, you know, the regional electric utility, you know, with some of our other manufacturing plants in their footprint, and we're able to give them heads up well in advance here, and we were able to work with them and come up with a solution that worked for us. But on the people side, you know, when we proposed this to the global managing board of Siemens, you know, the question was, well, you've got a big footprint in DFW, why DFW? And honestly, David, we thought, people wise, I have a lot of expertise in another facility very close. We want to pull some experts out of that and then have them train up people from outside the industry, because we knew to get 800 people, we were not going to be pulling from other manufacturers.
That's brilliant. So, you're growing your own, in essence.
We were able to take some people out of Facility A and give them some growth opportunities in Facility B. Yeah. They've taken it and run with it, and I'll give them credit. One thing they did, they hired retired educators, retired school teacher and principal to head up our training of new employees. And they put together a program, and we brought in people from, hey, baristas from Starbucks, people working at McDonald's that were used to following a set of step of instructions. Yeah. And we've put together digital instructions that make step-by-step of building switchgear not tremendously different than step by step of building a burger. And that's the kind of mentality we need to have right now.
Except I think you pay better.
We do. And it makes us, you know, hey, you want to work at McDonald's for X, or you want to come build Switchgear? And again, in this, you know, environment that you talked about, that, hey, it looks like job security will be quite good for a while, pays better, benefits are better. And so we've been able to attract, and maybe even more importantly, retain. You know, we've had a very limited turnover of these new employees relative to traditional norms for manufacturing. So, I mean, kudos to the local team at that factory for setting an environment where there's very much a learning culture and a lot of positivity right now.
That's outstanding. Well, we know you've kind of been up and running and getting the thing going, but we'll mark Thursday, March the 6th as the official day the whole thing kicked off, and we'll wait to see your next project, because it sounds like there'll be more around here. Barry Powell's regional CEO of Electrical Products from North America for Siemens. It's good to spend some time with you. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, David. Enjoyed it. Take care of yourself.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.